Today's readings are unique readings to start the season of Advent. You know, I always think Advent, time of expectant hope, and yet the readings we get today are very much similar to almost exactly the same as the readings we had last week, which is this image of the end times. We hear in our gospel passage today the description of the parousia, which is the second coming of Christ, when Christ will come again and bring all things into fulfillment in himself. We hear about that today. There's going to be these signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming. The powers of heaven will shake the earth, and the Son of Man will come on a cloud in power and glory. Beware that your hearts are not drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, that day may not catch you by surprise like a trap. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man. Be vigilant at the second coming of Christ. Church chooses these readings today because this time of Advent is really very similar to the Advent of the second coming of Christ. Advent is a term meaning basically preparation. This is a time of preparation of our lives for the coming of the Savior, the Christ child, at Christmas. It's a time of great joy. Maybe as we hear in the gospel passage today, maybe a time of carousing and possibly, hopefully not the case, maybe drunkenness, but the case of it's a time of festivity, and that's how the world presents it to us, and rightfully so. The coming of our Savior is at hand. But as we're having our hearts focused today, are we being vigilant for that coming? Are our hearts prepared to truly welcome the King? Or, in the midst of the drunkenness and the carousing of this season, are our hearts not prepared to receive him? It's interesting, the people of Jesus' time, you know, this was news, the coming of the Messiah. They had been hearing about this prophecy for years and years, the coming of the Messiah who would save them from their sin and from the reign of terror. We uniquely, as Christians in the 21st century, stand in this unique place. We've already had the first coming of Christ, his incarnation, his birth in Bethlehem. However, the second coming has not happened yet, the second coming of Christ, where he will unite all things back to himself. So we kind of stand in this unique period between the two, needing to, during this time of Advent, prepare our hearts for the coming of the Savior at Christmas time, but really for the purpose of the day when the Lord will call us from this earth and we will be reunited to him, standing before him in judgment. And God will look at our life and say, was your life conformed to me? Were you vigilant? It's kind of a heavy topic to start Advent, so I want to maybe frame it in something that we can relate to with Christmas time. So if you think about Christmas, the story of Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem, the story of the shepherds in the field who are called by the angels to come and see the Savior of the world, the three kings who see the star in the sky and go and visit this small town following this star to greet the new king who will change the world. It's interesting, all of these characters in the typical Christmas story that we're used to, they show up in Bethlehem because they were vigilant. We can start with Mary, the Annunciation. Angel Gabriel shows up to her. Behold, I bring glad tidings. You are to bear a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be the Savior of the world. It's because of her relationship with God, her vigilance in having her heart conformed to God as a handmaid of God, that in that moment she doesn't turn away in fear. As the angel says, do not be afraid. But in her vigilance of her heart, who's prepared to receive God, is able to say yes. Christ is put into her womb, and she then, of course, has Christ later in Bethlehem. Joseph. He's put in this tough situation of Mary, who comes to him and says, I'm pregnant. He, according to the law of the Jews, she should be stoned to death. But in his vigilance, in his righteous, just heart, he in vigilant waits on the Lord to reveal in a dream to take Mary into his house. I have ordained this. Take her into your house, care for her, and be with her on that day when Christ Jesus will be born. The shepherds watching in vigilant expectation of what's God going to do, obviously watching and vigilant over their flock. Their identity as shepherds is an image to us of Christ the Good Shepherd who's coming. Their vigilance and watching over the sheep is an image to us of our vigilance in our poverty, like the shepherds. Are we vigilant of awaiting the coming of our Savior? The three kings, their vigilance, instead of, you know, carousing and drunkenness like they could have, you know, these were three wise men, very rich. Instead, they knew there was something greater coming, and so they're watching the skies. They're attentive, they're vigilant to the coming of the Savior, and so they recognize the star and immediately choose to follow it. All of these individuals, if any of them had not chosen to be vigilant in their life, they may have not showed up there in Bethlehem on December 25th, 2,000 years ago. Who's to say that maybe God even sent messages to other people? Maybe there were other people who were supposed to be there at the birth of Jesus. Maybe there was supposed to be a whole flock of people, thousands and thousands of people. But they weren't attentive to the signs of the time. Their hearts were not vigilant, so they missed out on that sign. And so we have this small, intimate kind of scene that we see during Christmas time. Will that be the case with us? Not only at Christmas, but the time of our calling from this world when we're called to heaven. Will we have been vigilant to having conformed our life to the Savior as he comes to us at Christmas and conforming our life to him so when the Lord calls us from this world, we stand before him having our life transformed by the Christ child. It's the witness of this season of Advent, preparation, being vigilant for the coming of this great gift, the Christ child, God who gives his only begotten Son, that anyone who believes in him might not die, might not perish, but might have eternal life. Dear brothers and sisters, this time of Advent is a limited time. It's interesting, the greatest gift that we have is time. It's not material possessions. We have but 22, 23, 24 days to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus. We also have a limited amount of time in this world to prepare our hearts to meet our Savior as we come before him, before the pearly gates, before the time of judgment, where in his mercy and love, he will hopefully welcome us into his arms. But there's a limited time. We have to be vigilant and prepare our hearts. This was really made aware to me 3 days ago. I had a close friend in high school. Her name was Isabel, and she graduated from high school. She was about 3 years younger than me in the classes. She graduated from high school. The year after she graduated from high school, she found out she had terminal cancer. She struggled for the last 3 years of her life, but with great joy, giving of herself in love, she knew that she had a limited amount of time here on earth. So she lived those 3 years she had with great joy. She met her husband during those 3 years. Her husband knew that she was terminally ill, married her. She had a beautiful life. She was a bastion and beacon of hope for me and for all of the church communities around where I grew up in Temple, Texas. 3 days ago, they just had her funeral. Dear brothers and sisters, we don't know the time or the hour when God will call us. We have a limited amount of time, just like this season of Advent. Let us live those days that we have with fullness, focusing our attention on the Christ child, being intentional about preparing our hearts as a community of faith and as a people of hope, a people of expectant faith. So I challenge you, as I conclude this homily, to think about how you're going to be vigilant during this season of Advent. What are you going to practically and physically do to make your heart prepared to receive the Savior? Are you going to maybe adapt a little bit more prayer in your life, being faithful to opening your heart to receive Jesus' words of love? Are you going to commit to doing a regular act of charity during Advent to conform your heart to the love that God first gave us by coming and being incarnate here with us as a fellow human being? Are you going to focus your attention through an act of sacrifice on Jesus, maybe giving up something that you really like during this season to intentionally sacrifice and make an act of love to prepare your heart to receive Jesus? So I invite you to think about that, and then as you come up to receive communion, make that your offering during Advent. Lord Jesus, I give you this. Give your grace into my heart that I might be prepared to receive you as Savior of the world and Savior on that day that you call me from this world to welcome me into your heavenly kingdom. Help us to do that this season, Heavenly Father. We ask that for ourselves, for our families, and for our parish community. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.